لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى، وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالت الأعراب آمنا، قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم، وإن تطيعوا الله ورسوله لا يلدكم عن أعمالكم شيئا، إن الله غفور رحيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, today once again in this afternoon, which is a blessed time for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I advise myself and request all of you to practice the piety. As Quran has spoken about the honors before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, "Inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum," that the most honorable people before Allah are the pious people. And just after that, Allah has spoken about iman. So that means if we like to understand what is the foundation of taqwa, then iman provides that foundation to taqwa. That if we do not have iman, it's not possible somebody can achieve taqwa, because taqwa is a third stage: Islam, then iman, and then taqwa. When we like to define iman, most of people, they think iman and amal are two different things. That is why sometimes there are subjects being said iman and amal, iman and practice. But when we look at the real definition that is being given by Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, iman and amal both are same categories, and iman cannot be completed if there is no practice. Iman becomes completed with the real faith. According to the personality that we are commemorating, the martyrdom of our Imam, 10th Imam, Ali al Hadi alayhi salatu was salam. As he defined Iman in such a way that everybody can understand, he said, Al Imanu ma waqqarathu al-qulub. Al Imanu ma waqqarathu al-qulub. وَصَدَّقَتْهُ الْأَعْمَالِ. Faith is something that hearts are going to grab that. Heart is going to take this as insight. وَصَدَّقَتْهُ الْأَعْمَالِ. And practice and amal is going to testify the faith. So there are two parts of Iman. One is inner part and second is outer part. That means Iman reflects outside. Iman shows its fruits. And if we do not have that reflection of Iman, that means this Iman is incomplete. Iman becomes complete when it is going to enter to the heart and it becomes part of the heart and fills the heart. Then again there are a discussion that what kind of Iman and how much part of the heart is being filled. There is possibility that somebody is still in the condition of the shirk, that there is love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love with anything else. That also is not considered Iman. Iman is something that it enters to the heart and fills the heart completely. Then there is only one belief, and that is belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imanu ma waqqarathu al-qulub wa saddaqathu al-a'mal. And then he defined Islam by saying Al-Islamu ma jara bihi al-lisan. Islam is something that is being spoken through the tongue. Or somebody has just said, I accepted Islam. By just saying or by statement, giving shahadatain, somebody becomes Muslim. وَحَلَّتْ بِهِ الْمَنَاكِهِ. Through that, marriages become allowed. Through Islam, only the benefit that one is going to get, that his statement is going to be accepted. If he says that something is halal, is going to be accepted. If he likes to get married in Islamic society, then also is going to be accepted. To be married. Otherwise, there are not much benefits of Iman, Islam. The second stage, when we like to say the real benefit in the Islamic life, is Iman that reflects in our heart and it reflects in our actions and practices. And as we say, actions speak louder than the words. The word is, it's going to be just a word. There is possibility. And while it does not become as in action, so Islam, when it becomes in action, its action are two types of the action. One is action that is inner action, and second is action that is outer action. Inner action, it's going to reflect inside the heart. That heart is filled with Iman. There is a faith in heart. And outside on the jawarih and parts of the body, that they would be obeying what it's been said by the heart, what it is accepted by the heart. Our body parts are going to be witnesses of that. When we looked at this part of verse that it has said, وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَا يَدْخُلْ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, that Iman has not entered into your hearts. Actually, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken again a little soft language, that when you like to invite the people towards Iman, then you're not going to say that you are munafiq. You are going to say in a language that you encourage the other person that he can come towards Iman. So there could be a very negative statement that you are not mu'min, you are a munafiq, for example, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken positive way. لَمَا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Until now, Iman has not entered into your heart. So you see, if you like to invite somebody, when you like to speak with the other people, at that time, try to speak in the positive way. Follow the path and sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because positive approach is going to be effective. It is going to encourage somebody that he can think about. But if you start blaming somebody and putting titles of the people, that is not going to be beneficial, of course, and nobody is going to accept after that when we title somebody with any title. Then it's been said, in tuti'u, what is the condition, how iman can be achieved? What is the best criterion that we can understand somebody is mu'min or not? And then Quran said, in tuti'u Allah wa rasuluhu, obedience and ita'at. Obedience and ita'at are the key towards iman. If you like to understand somebody, if somebody is mu'min or not, then you need to see in the obedience. How much obedience is somebody? As much as obedience is going to be increased, iman is going to be increased. In tuti'u Allah wa rasulahu. And it's very interesting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said about his ita'at, at the same time he said about ita'at of his messenger. Both obedience are same, and with the one terminology, with the one action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in tuti'u Allah wa rasuluhu. Tuti'u has not been repeated. It's been just said once, in tuti'u Allah wa rasuluhu. That means obedience of Allah and obedience of the Prophet, peace be upon him, are on this equal level. Same level. And that also gives us message that how important is the personality of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his obedience, he includes Prophet, peace be upon him, ati'u Allah wa rasulahu. Or sometimes it's been said ati'u Allah wa ati'u rasul, but over here Allah has said, in tuti'u Allah wa rasuluhu. If you be obedient to Allah and His Messenger, that gives us a message that infallibility of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that his obedience is without any question. That you cannot question if he commands about anything, after that there should not be any question. In obedience, somebody is not going to ask why. Not going to ask the reasons. Whatever it's been said, they need to follow. That is the obedience. When we become obedient, when we accepted the authority of Allah, authority of the Prophet, authority of the Imam, authority of the leader, then there is no question. You cannot ask why. You should be obedient. You have been asked, you have to do this, then you have to follow. Be obedient. In obedience, it's just following. Yes, you can question about authority. You can question in the beginning. You can question, is he the messenger or not? There you have freedom. You can question that, should I believe in Allah or not? Why I have to believe in Allah? So those are the points that where you need to ask question. But when it comes that you accepted Allah as your Lord, at that time just be obedient. Just follow your Lord. When you accepted Imam as Imam, then there's no question. Then he's my Imam and I follow. When you accepted somebody as a leader, then there is no question. Because now is the action, time of action, practicing. Now obedience is going to be witness that you are mu'min or not, you follow the path of leader or not, you follow the path of prophet or not. In tuti'u Allah wa rasuluhu la yalitkum min a'malikum. Your actions are not going to be decreased, your deeds are not going to be decreased, you are going to be on the same level. Yes, in the beginning we said that iman has not entered into the heart. But when you become in action and start being obedient to Allah and His Messenger, now your actions have proved that you have iman and you have faith. So as I've said, that the key point in the iman, there is going to be obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience to the Prophet, and obedience to Imam and the leader. If that is there, then person is going to be considered as mu'min. La yalitkum a'malukum, your actions are not going to be decreased, because Allah is just authority, and when He would like to reward, He's not going to prejudice about anybody. Everybody is going to be treated equally when they are on the level of iman. If their level of iman is same, and if their obedience is same, they are going to be treated same as well. There is not going to be any type of the prejudice. Inna Allah ghafoor rahim. And at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about His maghfirah, His rahmat. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor. When we become obedient, then He will become Ghafoor Rahim. It depends that if we become obedient. When we started making ita'at of Allah and His Messenger, and He said, in Allah Ghafoor Rahim. Now, the doors of Maghfira are going to be open. The doors of Rahmat are going to be open for the people, those who are obedient towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah, in this month of Maghfirah, may Allah shower the Maghfirah upon Mu'mineen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah include us in His rahmat and mercy. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us opportunity to make good deeds during the month of Rajab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our opportunities during this month. May Allah accept our a'mal during this month. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان خادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فروع البغي والشقاق. اللهم عجل فراجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، فقال مولانا إمام الهادي عليه الصلاة والسلام: من اتقى يتقى ومن أطاع يطاع. Dear brothers and sisters, as the days are to commemorate birthday and the martyrdom, both for our 10th Imam Ali ibn al-Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam, according to one of the narrations, his birth has taken place on the 2nd of Rajab, and martyrdom again it became on 3rd of Rajab. So these days are days for this personality to remember his history, to remember the services of our 10th Imam and teachings of our 10th Imam. So let us look at one of the phrases of his hadith. As he said, Manittaqa yuttaqa. What is the benefit of practicing taqwa in our life? How it becomes effective? What we achieve through this taqwa? That when we have a fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we guard ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time we will be guarded. If somebody has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will also have an honor. And taqwa provides an honor to mu'mineen. Honor cannot be achieved by the authorities. Honor cannot be achieved by the money. It cannot be achieved by the status. Status, while it is there, the person may be respected, and after that there is no respect. But taqwa is one of the elements that provides a guarantee honor to the people. And while the practice that piety, they will be honored. That is the promise that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has made. Man ittaqa yuttaqa. And then he said, Man ata'a yuta'a. If somebody is going to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be obeyed. If you like to be obeyed in your life, that the people, they obey you and they have to follow you, you need to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is somewhere that we are lacking, that if we do not have obedience in the people, then we need to blame ourselves and think about ourselves, that if we are not being muti' to our Lord, that is why we are not being muta'. And if we see somebody today in this world has become muta', has become such a personality that people, they like to obey from him, that means he is the most muti' personality before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because according to this hadith, man ata'a yuta'a. If somebody is obedient, then people are going to obey from them. That quality, if it reflects in somebody, that people, they start loving somebody, they start obeying to somebody, and he becomes center of the obedience for the people, definitely we can find from that that this personality has become the most obedient personality before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it cannot be achieved unless he practices that important quality in his life. As our school is celebrating Teachers Appreciation Day, I would like to give regards and thanks, appreciation to all the teachers of our Al-Hadi school, administration of Al-Hadi school, on behalf of community, on behalf of all brothers and sisters, and our students, that they need to be appreciative. They need to be thankful for their teachers. And the community also needs to regard the teachers, because if teachers are regarded, your children are going to be regarded. If your teachers are regarded, that means you have saved your upcoming generation. It is really important that we need to make a tradition that we, how we can appreciate our school, how we can appreciate our teachers and staff, those who are serving our children day and night. They spend hours and hours just to make the future of our children. And Master of the Faithful, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam, has said, من علمني حرفا فقد صيرني عبدا. That if somebody teaches me just one word, so listen to this statement of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, if somebody teaches me just one word, it's like he made me as his slave. Can you imagine that how important is the teacher? Teacher is much more regarded before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he likes his title to be teacher. One of the titles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Muallim, a teacher. And when Allah loves his name as a teacher, and he gives the title to his messenger, the most honorable personality, Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a teacher, Muallim. Second Muallim in this world is Holy Prophet. So that is the honor that a teacher has. So community and brothers and sisters, let us pledge that how we can try at the end of the year, we need to appreciate the teachers of our students, our children, that that is going to be a key for the success for our school as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their efforts, and may Allah give them best of the rewards for their efforts. Dear brothers and sisters, as since last 2 days, holy month of Rajab has started, the month that is full of the events. And this month is a month for the spiritual journey, spiritual development. A month that is month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say month of Allah, it's like when you enter into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like you enter Baytullah. In the space outside and in this world, if we like to say equality to the holy month of Rajab, then we can say Baytullah. As you enter, and Allah named this that house as Baytullah, house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How important is when you enter to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Similarly, it is important that when you enter in the period, that is the time named with the Shahrullah, month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means as the blessings are going to be showered in Baytullah, when you look at the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you look at the Kaaba, similarly when you pass the times, every minute is minute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every hour is belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has chosen this month for you, that you can achieve, that we can achieve, that we can develop during this month. And Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim have provided us the prescriptions through munajat, through du'as, that if we can develop. And fasting is being prescribed during this month, but that is volunteer. And if somebody volunteers to fast during this month, there are many benefits that is going to prepare us that we can be Ummah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. So let us take benefits of this month as the door of the Rahmat and Maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are open during this month. And as you look at the Ahadith, it's been said one of the most important concern of somebody during this month, it should be forgiveness, Maghfirat. Because this month is month of Maghfirah. If you like to ask from your Lord that has opened the door for himself and has specified this month as the month of himself, then you need to ask for Tawbah, Istighfar, and Maghfirah. Let us achieve that during this month, that it is a blissful opportunity for all of us. IEC as a center is providing many services, alhamdulillah, especially during this month. Board has made arrangements during the month many times for people to be that iftari to be served. And I would like to urge community that they need to sponsor the iftar, not only on Tuesdays or Thursdays, if rest of the days also it can be sponsored, that is great. That if we can encourage our community, our brothers and sisters to fast during this month, that is going to be a great opportunity. That if anybody, just by giving a breakfast and giving iftar, they can encourage the people that they should fast, definitely they have their portion in the iftar as well, and they have the portion and their rewards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give best of the rewards. And as IEC provides that many services, it requires that you need to support, and Zahra Fund is still open, Fatimiya Fund is still open. I would like to encourage brothers and sisters to participate in this fund. At the same time, we, as the board of directors, they have struggled in the past few months to provide place for the cemetery, as we were being out of space in the Forest Park Cemetery and previous cemetery also. There was no space left. They are trying to make a contract with the Forest Park to provide more spaces for the community, that they can have this facility available. Although some of the communities, they are trying to have a cemetery in the future, but until that facility is going to be available, IEC would like to provide this facility. And also, as many people, they would like to have a convenience place where they can easily approach and they can go and visit their loved ones in that cemeteries. So there is a space that we have tried to make a contract, and inshallah, board members are going to update you. I would like to request community members to pitch in and give your funds that we can sustain that and we can continue with this cemetery contract, and we can also provide this facility to all mu'mineen mu'minat. Definitely it is for you, for your loved ones, and it is for your facility and your convenience, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all those who are serving for this cause. Dear brothers and sisters, in the past few days, we had a conference that has held in Jakarta, Indonesia, which is very alarming conference with the presence of most of Takfiris, the Salafis from all over the world. They got together with the title. They made the title for that. And the title for this conference was being made Anti-Shia Declaration. They held this conference in Jakarta, and after that they have made a declaration. In this declaration, they said that they would like to declare internationally that Shias are not Muslim, although this is something that who can decide, and if these people, they can decide, they have to decide about themselves, that are they Muslim or not, but deciding about somebody else. That is why leader has named a very best name for this group as a Takfiri. Because, you know, you cannot call any other name than those people who just know to Takfir somebody, to make other people kafir, rather than bringing the people inside, they would like to take the people out of Islamic community. So this is the service that they were giving in the past, making the people mushrik and kafir, considering them, declaring people as a mushrik and kafir. This group, it has created lots of atrocities in the world in the past, cutting the throat of people, slaughtering the people in the world. But it's really unfortunate that many imperialists, they support them, including Saudi Arabia and those who are standing behind Saudi Arabia. And very interestingly, brothers and sisters, that when this conference ended, president of this country also traveled to Jakarta, and he had meeting soon after this conference ended. That means there is a connection between this conference and the visit of Mr. President to that country as well. We would like to ask all those who are serving for this cause, let me give a warning to them, that do not support these brutal people. Because if you are going to support them, they are going to bite you tomorrow. Because they are not human being, even if you like to ask them that as a Muslim or any religion. They do not have any religion, but they don't have humanity. And if you support them, then human being is going to be in danger. Humanity is going to be in danger. It's not only one religion or other religion. Don't think that only Muslims are going to be in danger. All the countries and all the people, all the human beings are going to be in danger, because they don't have any law when their law is going to be their own, their made law, and they can consider anybody, declare anybody kafir and disbeliever, then they are going to take the laws in their own hands. So do not allow them. And one more thing, that it is a positive sign as well, that these takfiris, by support of the imperialists, have realized that only the school that has the pure teaching of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that is Shia. Because today, they have realized they have to stand against this. They have to stand against this. They have to come up with the jihad. Because after Islamic revolution, this religion and this faith, it started moving forward. It attracted the minds of people, and that is the major danger for this takfiri thought, that they started thinking to have a fight and a jihad against this school of thought. But I can only say the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ, that they are trying to put off that light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their blows, and it's not going to be possible for anybody, because the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is going to be enlightening in the world, and this message, it will continue, and we will have a time that is the time of only the religion that is going to lead this world, that is religion of the Prophet and religion of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And dear brothers and sisters, Iraqi election, as one of the Muslim country has had election, and there were people, those who participated, there was large turnout in this election. 9,000 candidates have participated in this election, although the seats were only 328. Within the country, 21 million people have participated in those elections. And after preliminary results, which shows that Nuri al-Maliki party is the winning party, we hope that there will be establishment in the country, and we hope that Muslims of that country can make a good establishment that is going to be beneficial for the country, and we pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the countries, Islamic countries, as a success. At the same time, in Afghanistan, there were elections, presidential election, and one of the candidates that seems to be winning in the first turn, that is Abdullah Abdullah. We also pray for that country, for the success of that country as well. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah make us from the followers and supporters of Imam Zaman. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give all the Muslims success in the victory. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah increase our tawfiqat during the month of Rajab. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat, wal muslimin wal muslimat, wal ahya'i minhum wal amwat. اللهم عجل وليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.